Tom Mulcair is brought to you by Guaranteed Industries. The warm weather is approaching. Guaranteed Industries and Lennox would like to remind you to book your spring air conditioning maintenance tune-up now. Call 514-342-3400 or GuaranteedIndustries.com. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Andrew.
So what's up with Paul St-Pierre Plamondon? I mean, you know, he seemed to be, you know, come across as quite likable. Then he got kind of, as Marlene Jennings says in the Gazette, he got into rage farming. Yesterday he had to say sorry for miming slashing his wrists in the National Assembly. What was that? What was that all about?
Yep. Okay, let's talk about the specific thing, and then we'll pull back a bit and look at the politics of it and how people's behavior changes when they become leader. Look, the first thing is simple. Legault says to PSPP, the leader of the Parti Québécois, if you hold a third referendum and it fails, are you going to become a member of the CAQ? To which, and it was Legault who actually put it on the record because it was not seen on camera, to which PSPP mimed slashing his wrist, meaning I'd rather take my own life than ever become a member of the CAQ. It was juvenile. It was totally inappropriate. It showed a complete lack of empathy for people who've lost a friend or a family member that, you know, who's taken their own life. But it was also something that he quickly realized and he apologized for. So he deserves at least credit for that. It is also, and this is the part where you have to look at the leadership side of it. When you become a leader, in the process of doing it, you get to say things that identify your personality. You can be a lot looser. Think Justin Trudeau saying into a microphone that the country he admires most other than Canada is China because of its, quote, basic dictatorship. Oops, that didn't grow well. Or making lame, really lame juvenile jokes about whipping out your CF-18s to show how big they are. When he became prime minister, the people around him put a cone of silence on that stuff. It was just, no, you're not allowed to say that stuff anymore, you know. And it's a little bit the same thing here. The people in the PQ were out yesterday spinning, oh, this is so unfair. They're paying so much attention to what he says. Duh, yeah, he's now the person in front in the polls, and people want to know the stuff that he's made of. So PSPP is going to have to learn quickly. He has that boyish charm, that light side to him, that he can do weird stuff and it seems to attract people, but at some point it's going to bring negative attention and he's got to learn the difference between the two.
Okay. By the way, relatively small fire at the Big O the other last month is going to cost us another $40 million.
40 million here, 40 million there. You know, that's the thing about the Big O. Of course, it should have been torn down. They came up with this completely fake number that it was going to cost $1.5 billion to tear it down. If you gave that whole property, with that massive property, over to developer and said, by the way, one of the conditions is you take down the Big O safely. Guess what? They would have developed the thing, would have had many times more housing units than what they're able to put in on the site of the former Blue Bonnets, and it would have been a great idea. But somehow the Quebec government has convinced itself, by the way, Andrew, they are absolutely convinced that the Olympic Stadium is a massive tourist draw. I think that they're smoking really good stuff to believe that, but they won't take it down. And it's going to take a government with the guts to say, okay, we're not putting one more penny into this thing because the budgets, of course, that they've put forward for fixing the roof is unrealistic. It'll be a lot more than the billion they said it's going to cost.
The Montreal-Toronto drive will be faster on the Ontario side with 110 kilometer an hour speed limits. And apparently Dad says no to increasing it on our side of the border.
Well, look, we all know the simple reality, and the police will actually confirm this. They tolerate our 100 kilometer an hour speed limit. They tolerate up to 120. Oh, above 110, you will get ticketed, but it avoids the fight in the meantime, the buffer.
Right. Yeah.
So Ontario is going to put it at 110, but they're still going to ticket just a bit above 110. So it all comes out in the wash. I would prefer our system because if you start messing with it, then everybody, if you put it up to 110, everybody's going to think that, oh, now I can drive at 129. No, it wouldn't be safe. So I think that the Quebec government is right saying we've got our own system, we're accustomed to it, and just stick with it.
Okay. Now, what about what do you think about the speed limit on the Ville Marie and on through the Turcotte Yards is at 70, and up to Carrie is at 70. Nobody goes 70. It's amazing.
On the Villa Marie, everybody goes faster than 70, and on the Daiquiri, everybody goes slower than 70 because you can't drive on the Daiquiri at any time of the day.
But for some reason, I don't know, just as an aside, on the inbound, what they call it, the 136 now, used to be the 720, the Villa Marie.
Yeah.
They have painted giant 136 Est in the middle of the road and actually have lines like demarking where the lanes are, which I've never, haven't seen. But I don't know. Do you have any idea why they wrote 136 Est? Is it for helicopters? Because it doesn't. Is it for drones? Like, I mean, every time I try to strain to see, well, what's written on the road every time I drive over it, and I just.
Well, maybe it's for those really, really high up cameras, high resolution and very high up cameras, so that people who are watching their TV screen can know which road we're looking
maybe,
at.
Maybe, you know, that
tend
makes
to all look the same.
You're right. That makes sense. That makes sense. Okay. Pierre Poilievre visits a convoy camp at the Nova Scotia-New Brunswick border, claims Trudeau was lying about everything.
Yes, just about everything. Let's simplify it. But what's interesting here is the pushback. And our friend Sarah DeHay was mentioning that she's noticing Trudeau popping up more and more on podcasts in the United States, and the two go together. If you look at the Toronto Star, which makes no bones about being pro-liberal, I mean, they don't. They're openly pro-liberal. Their themes today, in today's paper, are really pushing what Trudeau is trying to push against Poilievre, okay? So they have one article that says, Pierre Poilievre is counting on support from groups that spew hate. And then we've got another one talking about the facts that Alex Jones, you know, people who follow politics know that he's a right-wing nut bar in the United States, but a lot of people don't know who he is. So they're talking to an informed public. Alex Jones has said that he endorses Pierre Poilievre. So the liberal stalwarts are pushing the following message. Poilievre is in cahoots with these cuckoo bird conspiracy theorists, and he can't be trusted. And you know what? There's a theme that they're going to try to work on, and it's going to start to wear a little bit on Poilievre. I think Poilievre made a big mistake going and meeting these convoy types. That stuff is over. He had turned that page. Go back to the conversation we just had about Paul Saint-Pierre Plamondon. You get to do that stuff when you want to win the leadership, but then when it looks like you're actually going to get the top job, you've got to change your tune. You've got to be a little bit more careful because you're going to give a really negative impression. That's where Poilievre is now, and the fact that it's in these podcasts that Trudeau's doing in the States, the fact that it's in several articles just in today's Toronto Star means for me it's a full court press by the Liberals. They've given up on trying to use the budget to get ahead. Now they're going full negative against Poilievre. It might start to score. It might start to hurt Poilievre's numbers because Canadians are uncomfortable with this marginal stuff.